yesterday, it seemed so clear the way your life should be. But somehow things didn't come around. Confusion leaves you in defeat.
But friend, it's time to find a new day. The healing for your needs.
Wonderful message, isn't it? We can bring our broken pieces and our broken hearts and our broken lives to Jesus Christ, our Savior, and find healing in His touch. This is John Thrasher, and I look forward to sharing these 30 minutes of devotions with you today. It is written of Christ in Isaiah chapter 61, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." I think it's wonderful that a part of the mission of Jesus on earth was not only to save sinners and lost souls, and to heal sick bodies, but also to heal the brokenhearted. Because that hurts too. A lot of things happen to us in life that can break the heart. Now, it's bad enough to have a fevered brow, and it's bad enough to have some disease, and it's bad enough to feel pain because of some physical illness. But probably worse than a fevered brow is a broken heart. and one of the missions of Christ, who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And a part of that mission that Jesus came to do was to bind up the brokenhearted. Well, do you have a broken heart for whatever reason? Some disappointment, some loss, some misunderstanding? Do you have a broken heart? Well, I'm so happy to be able to tell you again this morning that the Lord Jesus Christ is a specialist, a great physician who specializes in healing the brokenhearted. Why don't you spend a little time with him today? Spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. When your grief cannot be spoken, if you smile and it's but a token, when your heart is nearly broken, spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. When you're weary from life's hurry, when you're filled with doubt and worry, when the storm clouds show their fury, spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. When the future makes you wonder as the road ahead you ponder, are there many problems yonder? Spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. Spend a little time with Jesus in prayer. He alone can lift your heavy load of care. Tell him all about the things that try you. Every little need he will supply you. Spend a little time with Jesus in prayer.
Everything we need, according to your riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank you for it, Father. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Thank you.
Are my all in all. Can you see that? God is everything. Nothing else really matters. How much does it take to make you happy? What brings happiness to your life? Things, possessions, material things, silver and gold, luxuries, companionship, everything working out just right for you? What brings happiness? I think for the true Christian, there's only one thing required to bring happiness, and that is a right relationship with God, when you know there's nothing between your soul and the Savior. This is pretty much what the man of God says in Psalm 73, when he finally came to the conclusion, after a lot of disappointment and disillusionment and confusion, he said, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee." Now, the words preceding this that led up to this statement, he was very disturbed about the prosperity of the wicked. In fact, he became envious. He said, "I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued with other men." And he goes on to say how that all of this disturbed him and upset him, because he had understood that if you love God and fear God, everything's going to go well for you. But if you don't love God, everything's going to go miserably. And as he looked around, he saw a lot of contradictions to that belief, because he saw the wicked who couldn't care less, and they were just so comfortable and relaxed, nothing bad happening to them. And he looked at himself and at others who loved God, and one bad event after another took place. And finally he came to the conclusion, "Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning." And he said, I can't talk to anybody about this, because I might offend the generation of the Lord's children if I tell them my feelings. You know, there are some things you just don't feel like you can share of your private thoughts. And it was so painful for him as he saw the prosperity of the ungodly and beheld the suffering of the righteous, and he couldn't understand it, and God didn't seem to be fair. And then he said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places, thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream when one awaketh. So, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. So foolish was I, and ignorant, I was like a beast before thee. And he goes on to say, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. Well, you know, sometimes life can be confusing, and sometimes it does seem that life is unfair, and that even God himself is unfair, especially if you're one of those that you go to Sunday school, you pray, you read your Bible, you love Jesus, and then the bottom drops out of life. Well, I'll come back and ask the question again. What is it that brings happiness to you? Can we come to the place in our life when we can say and really mean it sincerely, nothing else matters, only Jesus? Or as Martin Luther wrote in his great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, one of the stanzas says, let goods and kindred go, my mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still, his kingdom is forever. Have you ever reached the point in your Christian living that you can say it and mean it? Let goods and kindred go. Take this, another song that says, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Of course, it's easy to say it, and it's easy to sing it, but to live it is a different story. But oh, may God bring us to the place where we can honestly say, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none on earth I desire beside thee. And if I have Jesus, I'm happy. Even if I lose everything else, if I have him, he is my happiness. He is my everything. This is certainly what the scripture teaches, and this is where we want to live. Take everything from me, but don't take my Christ and Lord and Savior. You know, life is filled with a lot of disappointments. I guess one of the hardest things that come to any of us is disappointment. Webster, in his dictionary, defines disappointment as to fail to come up to the expectation or hope of. And how many things do we hope for that never come to pass? And we are disappointed again and again with things, with people, with everything. Jeremiah 8, verse 15, we looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. That's pretty much the story of humanity, isn't it? We looked for prosperity, we looked for peace, we looked for good things, and behold, emptiness and trouble. That's why it's always risky to put your trust in anything else except God only. In God we trust. If you put your hope and trust in money, you're going to be disappointed. Proverbs 23, verse 5, wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. And how true that is. Have you ever seen your money sprout wings and fly away? Well, don't put your trust in money, or you'll be wide open to disappointment. Haggai, the prophet, spoke of people working all day long, earning wages, just to put it in a bag with holes. Or maybe you look for good health and well-being. How many a person works all their life long toward retirement, and they're in good health and they feel good. And then how often, as soon as they retire, and they've got the time and the money to do things. I mean, the children are all raised and the house is paid for. And And now they're going to do some traveling and vacationing, or maybe buy a condo down in Florida, and they retire and they're going to enjoy life, and then sickness sets in. We looked for a time of health, and behold, trouble. What a disappointment. And who can deal with letdowns and poor expectations and for hope to be disappointed? Sickness comes. All the money is spent, or at least you become shut in and you're not able to do anything, and all the things that you wanted to do, you're incapable of doing it because of illness. What a disappointment. Or maybe you find a disappointment in friends, like Job did, chapter 6, verse 15 of his book. He said of his comforters, "My brethren have dealt deceitfully like a brook, and like the stream of brooks they pass away." He probably was talking about the dry wadis, the riverbeds in that part of the country, that all year long they were just dry. Until there was a thunderstorm, and when the shower came, it was a nice, beautiful, flowing river. But then as soon as it stopped raining and the weather turned dry again, the brook would go dry, and it would be a dry wadi, riverbed. And he said, that's the way my friends are. When everything was going well, they were right there. But in a time of desperation, when I really needed them, they had dried up and disappeared. They vanish. Where are they? A lot of disappointment can come in friends. Well, in everything except Jesus. There's no disappointment in Jesus. He's all that he promised to be. And yet, there is a particular verse of Scripture that you have got to believe and understand, because if you don't, there can even be disappointment in Jesus. And that verse is in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. And it is so important to read it, to believe it, and to let this become the philosophy of your living. For these verses say, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my thoughts than your thoughts, and my ways higher than your ways." And until you get to the point in your Christian life that you really believe that you don't have all the answers, that God is sovereign, he does as he will, his ways are not your ways, then you can trust him and love him. And even when things happen that you don't understand, yet down in your deepest heart you know God is a good God. The world may be unfair, but God is good and he loves you. And he won't allow anything to come into your life but what is good for you. Even his discipline will bring forth fruit afterwards. And when you put your trust in the Lord, then even in the darkness and in the shadows, you're going to trust him, and you won't find any disappointment in Jesus. But if you don't know that scripture, and I don't mean just committing it to memory, I mean if you don't know it in experience, that God's ways are not your ways, and his thoughts are higher than your thoughts, as high as the heavens are above the earth, then you are going to be wide open to disillusionment and disappointment, because God will do things that you won't understand. There will be times that your prayers will not be answered. There will be times that seemingly God doesn't come to your rescue and he lets you sink. There are times when God does things that you will not be able to comprehend. But when you love him and you trust him, you know the Lord doeth all things well. The Lord doeth all things well. You remember the lady who came to the prophet Elisha, and her son was lying dead on the bed, and the little child came through an answer of prayer and the proclamation of the prophet, because she was barren, couldn't have any children. And then she had this little boy, and he grew up, and he was out in the field working with his daddy, and he got a bad headache, and daddy sent him home, and he died in his mother's arms as he was sitting on her lap. And she took him and put him on the bed and saddled up the donkey and went to find the prophet Elisha. And when Elisha the prophet sent his servant to ask the woman, "Is all well? Is everything well with your husband, with your son, with you? Is everything well?" Her answer was, "All is well. All is well." Well, the story has a happy ending because Elisha went and prayed for the little boy and he was brought back to life. But her answer is beautiful. All is well. And even when things happen that you don't understand, but you know you love God and you know God loves you, so all is well. And when we know that and we believe that, then certainly there is no disappointment in Jesus.
There's no disappointment in Him.
There's no disappointment in Jesus. He's more than my tongue can tell.
Well, I've really enjoyed being with you today as we've shared together these 30 minutes of devotions. Thanks for listening, and thanks to those who take the time to write to me and let me know that you are listening. I love hearing from you. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And these programs are listener-supported. They're not underwritten by any church or business or individual. I'm dependent on the Lord working through His people to make these programs possible. I love doing it, and I trust it's a blessing to you. And thanks to those who have included the broadcast in your spiritual and Christian stewardship, your prayers, and your giving. Our mailing address again, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Have a good day. The Lord bless you. And remember, there's no disappointment in Jesus. Disappointment in everything else in life, but not in Jesus.